producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour of the Alex Jones Show live on this Friday edition, and we're still joined by Syrian Girl. She wanted to make a couple of other points here in the first 5 minute segment of the third hour. We were talking about her being targeted basically for defamation. We can't go into too many details for legal reasons, but because of her research in disproving the notion that the 2013 chemical weapons attack in Ghouta was the work of the Assad government, she was viciously targeted. Syrian Girl, you wanted to make another point on that subject.
In fact, thank you so much. I'm sorry for stealing your airways. In fact, I wasn't going to make it about me or the defamation suit. I would thank anyone who would help me support, because I would love to continue to fight and to continue to bring my point of view across. So anyone, any kind of support would be a great help. But I did want to just come back on just to mention the fact that just to answer the caller earlier, you know, the narratives can change very quickly. And it's interesting that last year the media, U.S. media, was talking about, the Syrian people, the so poor civilians that are being killed by airstrikes and starvation. And, you know, the airstrikes against Jabhat al-Nusra actually killed tens of civilians, including children, the U.S. airstrikes did. And they also hit a grain silo and killed farmers in Raqqa when they were airstriking ISIS and destroyed, you know, the food supply to Raqqa. So it's very funny that these narratives can change. And now even Obama is meeting with the Christian communities in Syria to try to pretend that he's on their side, when in fact he's been trying to basically eliminate any trace of them in the Middle East, in Syria, Iraq, and probably Lebanon soon enough also. So thank you so much. I'm sorry to take up your airwaves again like this.
One more question. ISIS, what's the ultimate agenda? Is it about the partition of Syria?
Yes, I think it's to do with partition of Syria and of Iraq. And I just want to say it's not good for the American people and it's not good for the Syrian people either. We don't want to see any troops on the ground losing their heads. We don't want to see any planes shot down by Americans either. I think the best situation here is to just live peacefully amongst each other. And yes, ISIS is definitely there to try to take over land. They're not even Syrian. They're coming in from Europe and from all over the world, from Australia and from the U.S., to kill Syrians and to live on their land and to make Syria as if it was their own country. And part of that is to divide Syria into three pieces, the Kurdish North, a ISIS middle, and the coast just cleaved off for the minorities.
And of course, this ISIS propaganda offensive, which has been embraced and vehemently launched by the mainstream media itself, is founded mainly in recent weeks on these beheading videos, which have raised suspicions for me. What's your take on those?
The beheading videos of journalists. Well, it's interesting that the family members and the family spokesmen of these journalists said that the moderate rebels that Obama is supporting actually sold these men to ISIS. And it's just sort of interesting to me that the beheading videos came just in time when the Syrian air defenses in the northeast of the country collapsed to ISIS. So just when the U.S. government needed to convince the American people that they needed to go into Syria, these videotapes of these journalists being beheaded came out. And then, of course, the other point is that the U.S. Government needed the Syrian air defenses in that region to fall to ISIS before they attacked. Because as the Pentagon has continuously said, they find that the Syrian air defenses are a risk. And that's the only reason why Dempsey said that we can't airstrike Syria. We can only have kinetic strikes, which means launching missiles from boats at the country.
Okay, we'll leave it for there. Syrian Girl, thanks for joining us. We'll be back after the break with David Knight in studio covering the latest on Ebola the economy, and more. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Latest breaking news at Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's today.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show Friday edition. David Knight in studio, and we're going to switch back into some Ebola news before taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Earlier we had the clip from Anderson Cooper where he was talking to the partner of the Ebola victim there in Dallas. She basically said she got no advice whatsoever from the CDC on how to clean the apartment, that the Ebola-stained bed sheets and the towels that this victim had been using were still there in the apartment. Again, no proper advice on disposal. Now we have the hazmat teams being delayed because of a failure to obtain a permit. We've got Judge Clay Jenkins responding to this apartment, this potentially Ebola-infected apartment, who acknowledged, quote, some hygiene issues in the department, in the apartment. So that's how concerned he is. And David, as he said just in the break, the CDC seems to be the least concerned out of all these different authorities about this Ebola outbreak.
Absolutely, Paul. You've got these conflicts between different jurisdictions. One of the things that they're reporting in CNN is that we heard that there was a delay in the cleanup because a permit issue stopped it. Well, the issue is that the Texas Highway Association and Department of Transportation, others, do not allow these kinds of hazardous materials to just be transported on the highway. But, of course, the CDC says that's not any problem. Just go ahead and do it. New York Times reports that part of this delay was that officials had found it very difficult to find a contractor who was willing to go to the apartment and clean it up, to remove the bedding and clothes, which they say was bagged in plastic. They found somebody. They're called the cleaning guys. And I don't know if
that fills me with confidence. Maybe it's the two guys who were hosing down the vomit off the pavement earlier.
Yeah, it's this is serious stuff. I mean, it is so incredibly stupid and incompetent that it is funny. It's kind of graveyard humor, isn't it? To see those guys out there, and the pictures that you see from the helicopter, they're out there, like you pointed out earlier, just in a T-shirt, hosing it down, and there's somebody walking by. I mean, that's actually spreading it around. It's not cleaning it up. No precautions for, no concern for the workers who are going in there and cleaning this up. No concern for the police officers. It was the guy who was president of the Dallas Police Officers Union who had the concern for his officers. There is still a cavalier attitude from the health department, from the CDC. They are the ones who don't really seem to get it. They don't really seem to care. If it is overkill, let's do that before we do have a lethal pandemic going out into the community. It seems like that would be exercising care over the top because they don't know how to contain this. Obviously, it's not contained in Africa. And there's a lot of questions that you raised yesterday. You pointed out people are raising as to how it's transmitted. We've had reports coming out of Canada where they believe that it is very easily transmitted by aerosols. And, of course, that's not technically airborne, but essentially the same thing. I mean, it's they're arguing over semantics. So there needs to be more care because they haven't been able to confine this. They're doubling the number of cases that are reported at the CDC every couple of weeks still in Liberia, and they're projecting that it's going to be anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million people by January, just in those two countries that are hardest hit.
And here we have the tweet, again, which I showed earlier, from Scott Gordon, NBC5, here on the document cam. Four sheriff's deputies, health director, doctor, went into Ebola victim's apartment without protection last night, Sheriff's Association says. And here you can see one of the images from right outside the apartment. You see three completely unprotected individuals being allowed into the apartment. Of course, we had the shock image shows unprotected workers cleaning up Ebola vomit in Dallas there on the document cam. This was shot by WFAA. And these guys were hired to hose down the pavement immediately outside the apartment where the Ebola victim was kept before he was taken to hospital.
Amazing.
I mean, I when I first saw this, I thought that's got to be some kind of hoax, some kind of unrelated picture. But we digged into it, and it's WFAA TV. It's confirmed.
It's amazing to see that. And then I was aghast at the time stamp on that. That was yesterday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, the press conference that was a couple of days after they had learned that this guy had Ebola, that occurred on Wednesday. And, of course, at that time, we were told by government officials like Rick Perry and CDC officials that they were the most professional in the world. We had the best medical system. They were very well acquainted with how to contain this. They were doing everything that needed to be done. At that point, everybody was saying, but wait a minute, you sent the guy home with essentially an aspirin the first time he showed up at the hospital, even though it came out that he was from Liberia. They clearly weren't looking for that information. He mentioned it as he was being checked in. He said, I don't have a social security number because I'm not from America. I'm from Liberia. But it appears that the health care workers, not just the people who are checking him in and doing the processing of payment, looks like the health care workers were not screening for that. That's why that information wasn't passed along. But now it is far worse than that. If you stop and think about how long it has been, just today they're getting there to clean the apartment. They just cleaned the sidewalk yesterday. You had the ambulance worker who said that they didn't notify the fire department for days after everything happened. They took 48 hours to quarantine the ambulance. When you look at how much stuff was done, it wasn't just sending the guy home to percolate for a couple of more days before he got much worse and brought to the hospital again. I mean, we're seeing an avalanche of information about how they've dropped the ball here over the last 3 or 4 days.
And here's the article that David just mentioned. Dallas paramedic slams health officials, was not informed of Ebola diagnosis, drove contaminated ambulance for 2 days. He says the reports of officials tracking those potentially contaminated, or, quote, bull crap, those are his words, and this is the quote, 3 days after the fact, I had to demand exposure testing, and they are reporting following up with all the people in the ambulance, Bullcrap. They haven't even followed up with the 10 firefighters that were on duty Sunday. So, David, I mean...
This guy is outraged, and he ought to be outraged. He's been exposed to a disease that kills 70% of the people in a horrific way. His family has been exposed now indirectly because there's also a possibility that it could travel to them. This is something people need to get angry about. They need to demand that these people are going to do something. We've seen them just pull back and allow undocumented Democrats to come in over the borders, not do anything about any of this, pretend that they've got the borders sealed, pretend that they've got everything under control with the CDC. They clearly are just trying to preserve their careers. These are people who, like Obama, have never, ever done anything in their life other than run for political office or get a political position. And so these people at the top are trying to assuage everybody's concerns about this while they do absolutely nothing. It's the people who are not even involved with the CDC that are doing things. People need to be aware of what the dangers are for themselves individually. Your government, as usual, is not going to be there to protect you. You need to take your own precautions. But now, before it affects somebody in your family, now is the time for people to get angry and to contact these people and demand that they do something. They're asleep at the wheel.
I mean, how long before we start to call for the head of the CDC to be fired over this? I mean, heads need to roll, surely.
That would be the very least. And, of course, there was the article from on Infowars.com earlier today about how Obama, back in 2010, quietly rolled back precautions that would be in place for just this type of thing. At the time, they were worried about bird flu. And, of course, we had 21 million people killed and 19 die in 1918, far more than died in World War I because of flu. And that was transmitted because of people returning home from areas where there was a war. And so it's that kind of travel. Today, we have a very dynamic world where people are traveling across the globe in very short periods of time. I mean, back in 1918, if you had an Ebola situation like this, many people on board a ship would have already been showing symptoms before they got to the United States, probably. But today they can do it in just a few hours. And so that's something that is of great concern. So they had regulations in place that would have required the airlines to keep additional records so that they could go back and do contact tracing in case something showed up. That was pushed back by the airline industries. The American Civil Liberties Union was concerned that there were going to be records kept of people. That was before we learned about Ed Snowden. That was before we learned that they're keeping records on everything. Of course, the only thing that they really are not going to stop keeping records on is anything related to political power. They want to know everything about who is a threat to them politically, but they don't want to know anything about something that would protect the American people.
And going back to the airliners, obviously, the CDC has come out repeatedly, said they're not going to call to block any airlines. As far as I understand it, David, the direct flights from West Africa, do they go into Washington Dulles?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, there's a lot of different airlines that will go. Usually there are intermediate stops. Usually there's at least 2 to 3 stops when you're looking at traveling from Liberia to Dallas, for example. If you're going to an East Coast city, you might get there in just one hop. I don't know that there's any direct flights going from East Coast cities to Western Africa. I'm not sure. But the issue is that the airlines know when you get on a plane, they know what your itinerary is there. But there's other methods that they could do. If they were to keep track of people's, if they were just to hold the records of people that had traveled on planes, then if something were to happen like this, they could backtrack it and look at contact information, which would be something that would actually benefit the people who had been on the plane. It would be something that, in retrospect, would be helpful to them. As you mentioned, when you traveled and there was a concern about flu, they came onto the plane where you were a passenger. Where was that, China?
Or China.
Mainland China, yeah. They came onto the plane in hazmat suits and checked people for a temperature and that sort of thing. So there's certain things that they could do. Nothing is 100% certain, but there's things that they could do to minimize the risk. And that's the point. You're never going to have anything that you do that's going to be 100% effective, but you can do your best to try to minimize the risk. They're not even concerned about that.
Breaking news as well out of Politico. Bobby Jindal, Louisiana governor, ban travel from Ebola nations. He's calling on the Obama administration to impose a travel ban on flights coming to the US from countries with Ebola outbreaks. So prominent individuals now starting to call for that. We'll cover Hong Kong, the internet, more news coming up. Obviously, we're going to dip back into Ebola. Your calls as well coming up at 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Your calls straight ahead. Keep it locked in.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Cheney Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Cheney Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
Friday edition of The Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, joined by David Knight in studio. We're just going to dip back into the latest Ebola news. David, we had this revocation of this 2010 CDC measure, which kind of would have protected, to some extent, America against potential Ebola victims coming in from outside the country. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the original article back in 2010 from USA Today. It says Obama administration scraps quarantine regulations, and they start out by saying that the Obama administration quietly scrapped plans to enact sweeping new federal quarantine regulations. These were regulations that they proposed back in 2005. It would have given the federal government additional powers to detain sick airline passengers, and it would have required that airlines report passengers that are sick to the CDC and require that they collect and maintain contact information for flyers if they later need it to be traced. Now, this is removed under the pretense that, well, we don't want to violate anybody's privacy. Look, they're looking at everybody's records when you buy your plane tickets. They're completely investigating your background. They're keeping that information. And, of course, we subsequently learned after 2010, we had been telling people this for quite some time, but now there's no question about it, that our government is spying on every detail of our life. This isn't a privacy issue. This is something that could actually help people who were flying on the plane with someone who is sick. But, of course, that was scrapped 4 years ago. And now we see that that's exactly the type of thing that needs to be done. But, of course, the federal officials are not interested in that. Rather, they're taking a very cavalier attitude about that. There's some breaking news about what's going on in the schools there in Dallas. I saw this when this is an article. I think it's up on Drudge from the Telegraph in the UK. And they were talking about missteps that had happened over just the last few days already with this Ebola patient in Dallas. And one of the things that they said was that five children who went to four local schools in the area that had direct contact with him were only pulled out of school on Wednesday. On the 30th. Now, you know, he went back in anywhere from 2 to 3 days before that. They knew that he had Ebola. And this is about the time that they're doing the press conference, talking about how professional everything has been. Yet for 2 days, they allow these kids to continue to go to school there in Dallas. And they point out that one of the schools is only a few hundred yards from the apartment where he lived. And they were just out there blowing, just cleaning yesterday the sidewalk there where he had been sick and throwing up and just, you know, spraying that around with a pressure washer. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to see what they are doing and what they're not doing.
And as David mentioned, this is a tweet from WFAA, and that was, again, the same news organization that provided us with a picture of the pressure washer cleaners hosing down the Ebola sick wearing no protective gear whatsoever. A tweet out of reporter Sebastian Robertson breaking Dallas company to install five remote temperature monitors to five schools with potential Ebola exposure. So, David, we know that this Ebola victim had contact with numerous children. There was concern about that several days ago. What does it tell us now that these five schools are installing remote temperature monitors in the Dallas area?
Well, it's been a day late and a dollar short from the very beginning, hasn't it? I mean, they're not getting up to speed nearly quickly enough. They're not being precautious enough. They're coming into this with an attitude that everything is under control. We're professionals. We know everything. They're trying to protect their jobs. These bureaucrats need to understand that if this pandemic gets out of hand, they're going to die along with the rest of us. They're not going to have their pass into the underground bunker with Obama. I think Chris Matthews kind of realized that the other day when he said, wait a minute, Obama promised this wasn't going to happen. And that was just a couple of weeks ago when he was at the CDC. It's a very unusual step for a president to go to the CDC in the first place. But you know, this is the sort of thing that they need to take precautions on. They were talking about what happened in the kind of an hour-by-hour breakdown of what happened. This is a Washington Post story where they interviewed one of the people that's in his family. And she was talking about how she's actually the daughter of the person that he was living with. And she said that she went down to Walmart bought him a blanket, brought it back, and she said she knew, because her family and friends are from Liberia, she knew how it started, that it starts with, and this is very important, listen to this, it starts with muscle pain and red eyes, as well as fever. So when she saw all three of these things present, she pretty much knew that he had Ebola, and she was the one who contacted the ambulance again. He didn't want to go because they had just sent him away, essentially with some antibiotics, in other words, take a couple aspirins and, you know, call us in the morning, that type of thing. But she was the one who contacted the crews, and her children were some of the children that came in direct contact with her.
We're going to cover this and more after the break. We're going to dip into some geopolitical news as well as the UN's latest attempt to control the internet. We're going to go to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. David Knight also in studio. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Well,
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live, David Knight in studio. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Alex will be back on Sunday. We've got breaking news up on Infowars.com. Report: Liberians flood airport attempting to flee Ebola-struck country. This is an article by Kit Daniels. Liberians are apparently flooding Roberts International Airport in Harbel, Liberia, in an attempt to flee the Ebola-struck country, raising fears that more people infected with Ebola will fly into America. Elsewhere in this article, they talk about the visas being processed for Nigerians also going through the roof, skyrocketing. So it appears that this trend of Ebola tourism, which we talked about earlier, could indeed be coming to the fore. And, you know, if these Africans realize that they can get treatment in America, whereas in comparison, in places like Liberia, people are literally dying on the streets, they're stumbling to get into hospitals which are completely overwhelmed, then it is an incentive to try and get to America to get proper medical treatment. Of course, earlier we covered the story out of Breitbart, where the co-worker of the Ebola victim said that he admitted he had basically flew to America as part of a desperate attempt to survive. There you see the headline. So this individual went to America, by the looks of it, deliberately, according to his comments, to get treatment as, David Knight, an Ebola tourist.
You know, Paul, the part of what the media is selling in terms of telling people that we have some cure here called ZMapp, that's part of the fallacy that's going to be driving this. If by some chance he recovers, that's going to add even more impetus to it. And it was just yesterday that we had that doctor put on a full biohazard suit and go through the airports that, with written on it, the CDC is lying. And one of the things he said is, as this builds in these countries, there's going to be a lot of pressure for those people to leave those countries en masse and to go somewhere else where they believe that they will get better quality care. They're projecting, again, 500,000 to 1.5 million people, the CDC is projecting, in Liberia and Sierra Leone by January will have Ebola. That's about 5 to 15% of the population in those two countries. Once it gets to that point, they're already to the point where the government has essentially broken down in most areas there, at least in Liberia. So these people are desperate to get out of there. They're being granted visas with no conditions. We can't have any quarantine conditions put on there. They're just allowing these people to come. This is political correctness to the most absurd extreme. When we see the director of the CDC saying that the right of return is more important than preventing the disease from spreading, I mean, what in the world is he talking about with this new right, this right of return? Since when has the American government ever been concerned about our rights when we're traveling? I mean, whether you're traveling by plane or by car or even crossing a border, they've maintained for the longest period of time that you essentially have no rights, that they're going to do anything that they wish to you. And yet we've got something called a right of return that trumps everything. What is this guy talking about? You have any idea? I don't have any idea what he's talking
about. It just doesn't seem credible, does it, that the feds are suddenly really careful and caring about our rights in the face of this potential Ebola outbreak. Whether they're trying to dampen down the hysteria by not blocking the flights remains to be seen, but their very incompetence and inaction has only created more hysteria. We're going to go to some of your calls now on the subject of Ebola. Mike in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I tell you, that Syrian lady, she's one courageous person here. I wanted to bring, it's an honor to talk on your show, by the way. I wanted to bring something to your attention. This is from the Frederick News Post, dated October 1st. Frederick, you know, is the home of Fort Detrick, Maryland. Might remind the listeners here. The title of the article from the local paper is "Federal Decision to Bring Ebola Patient to Airport." And the article goes on to say that the decision to fly an American physician into Frederick out of the heart of the Ebola outbreak was made with little input from local officials. The State Department decided Sunday to fly the physician from Sierra Leone versus the guy from Dallas that came from Liberia. So he's from Sierra Leone to Frederick Municipal Airport. The doctor's identity is not known, but the person was exposed to the Ebola virus while volunteering for an aid organization. The National Institutes of Health has not yet confirmed or denied if the physician has contracted the deadly disease, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The virus has taken more than 3,000 lives in West Africa. The city has been working on a memorandum of understanding with NIH and Fort Detrick regarding procedures when the city airport is used to transport patients. Frederick Mayor Mandy McClement said, I can go on if you like.
We've got the article up. I've got it up. Local officials have one day notice before doctor exposed to Ebola flown to Frederick. So again, David, you know,
it's interesting that they'd fly him into that location where Fort Detrick is, because that's where they work on bioweapons. And there's been a lot of talk about the involvement of the U.S. military. Of course, the U.S. military is deeply involved with this ZMAP vaccine, which apparently doesn't look to be necessarily effective. It was given along with blood transfusions, and it's not clear that the two people who recovered recovered from the blood transfusion, or did they recover from the ZMAP vaccine? They were given both of those things on the same day. And so it's not clear. In both of those cases, both the ZMAP vaccine comes with antibodies. In other words, it's not giving you a version of the virus that your body then reacts to and creates antibodies. No, they're injecting you with what they call plantibodies, because these are genetically modified organisms, antibodies that supposedly of Ebola that were grown in plants. But when he got the blood transfusion of an Ebola survivor, he was also getting antibodies from that guy's blood. So in both cases, he was getting antibodies. There were subsequently other people that were given ZMAP who then died. So it's not clear that that is a cure. But just talking about all this fear-mongering that's going on, that everybody's saying there's fear-mongering, there's panic about this. Look at the fear-mongering that goes on just a couple of weeks ago about global warming. People were marching by the thousands in streets of various countries and protesting, saying something needs to be done about global warming. Look, nobody has died from global warming. It's not something that can even be measured, according to most scientists. It looks like that's a trend that they're now saying it's a pause in global warming. Well, it didn't happen. They measured an increase in CO2, but their models that predicted a subsequent increase with temperature, that hasn't happened either. And yet, we have a real hockey stick here. You know, Al Gore is pushing the hockey stick that Michael Mann created, saying this is the end of the world. We do have a hockey stick going on with this pandemic in these countries, and people don't understand what to be afraid about and what not to be afraid about. They don't understand how to assess the risks, and that's what's really concerning me, is trying to get this information out, what people need to be concerned about, what the real threats are here.
Sanger in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Just touching on the subject of Ebola and what Alex has been talking about lately about internet censorship. Right now on Instagram, if you try and type in natural seed, it's called Garcinia cola. If you try and type it in on Instagram, they won't allow you to actually post it. And certain friends of mine have actually had themselves logged out of their account and their password changed. And it happened to me as well. And so I just wanted to inform you and the listeners as well that there is censorship right now of our internet, and there is something that can stop the spread of Ebola that they're not letting us be aware of.
So you're saying that Instagram is censoring images related to Ebola or information?
Yes, if you try and post a comment, and I just tried to tag Barack Obama's official Instagram on it and send it to him, and Instagram will have a notification that comes up and it says that it goes against their policy and for the protection of users, and if you have a problem, you can either try and contact them or just dismiss it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Do you think they ever censored a picture of a lonely polar bear sitting on an ice cream? Do you think they ever censored?
I would think that that would be okay.
Yeah.
George in California, you're on the air. Go ahead. George, go ahead. You're on the air. George is not there. Bob in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead. Do we have Bob? Dr. Gill on the line.
Do we have Dr. Gill?
Yes.
Is this the doctor that was in Atlanta protesting the CDC's lying?
That is correct.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. What questions might you have? And thank you for giving me this opportunity to get the word out that Ebola is coming to America and the CDC has been sugarcoating it, or they're terribly derelict in duty and not predicting it.
So, Dr. Gill, obviously you hit the headlines yesterday. We have an article. Doctor protests CDC by showing up at Atlanta Airport in hazmat gear. CDC is lying. What was the first example of CDC incompetence in the aftermath of this Ebola outbreak that really raised your suspicions to the fact that they might be being dishonest about this situation?
It's happened the last few months. Any practitioner can connect the dots. There are a million people on the continent of Africa that are quarantined. 10,000 people leave West Africa a day. It's a matter of time before every third world country is seeded with this terribly deadly disease. They also share infrastructure of health that is in shambles, poor sanitation, and distrust of the government. Every country to the south of us. And once it becomes endemic in third world countries, as it will in Africa, we will be importing these cases on an hourly basis. Sure, we can tamp down this. We can stomp this Ebola out in Dallas. I have no question at all this cluster we're going to take care of. But what happened? It's already outstretched the ability of the Texas Health Department to respond. They're flying people from the CDC. But what happens when a dozen of these pop up? The CDC still doesn't have it. They say if another one shows up, it's when another shows up.
So let's play the video, if we have it, of the doctor at the airport yesterday. You showed up with, obviously, the hazmat suit on CDC is lying. What was the reaction you received from the TSA officials, the other airport officials there at the airport in Atlanta yesterday?
TSA was most cordial. I had met with them the day before. I'd flown from Guatemala through international concourse and customs integration. Mind you, no thermal scanning is going on, despite what the CDC told USA Today yesterday.
Yes.
But the reaction from Delta, I also warned them the day before, but didn't make it up the chain of command. I was able to get all the way to the gate. I did take off the garb for the security, of course, but I did make it all the way to the gate and took off everything. I put it in a satchel, carried it onto the plane. I was ready to go. They were ready to close the door. The Delta officials stormed the plane, jerked me off, took my bags, and said, "We want the gear. We need to confiscate the gear. You're not flying." Well, it was a little bump in the road at the end, but, you know, by the time I sat down on that plane before that, I just breathed a great sigh of relief. Thank God we got the message started. The American Constitution Journal, they were out there just filming everything and photographing everything because I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to have a "don't tase me, bro" moment.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. We started this going viral, and the conversation has begun.
Well, that's very important. Thank you for doing that. And it's that type of event that gets people's attention. So it really was necessary for you to do it in that manner, I think, to get people to listen.
I've been trying to figure out for months how to get the public's attention. We've known these clusters were coming. We had meetings months ago with the Greene County Medical Society, yet Obama came out 2 weeks ago, the very same week it was misdiagnosed in Dallas because our alert was down because the Obama and Freedom from the CDC says a very, very small chance. We knew that is either a lie and they're incompetent.
Yes, yes. What would you like to see happen? What would you suggest that the CDC do?
I wish we could close the borders, but we've been dragging our feet to the south. I wish we could close the borders and make every person coming into the United States have a 3-week isolation period. You know, we're not going to stop this until we catch every single case. Maybe this means thermal scanning everywhere. I don't know. But I tell you what we do need to do. Need to get people with fevers out of the hospital now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's showing up, it's going person to person in the United States, and the flu season's coming. And we're not going to be able to tell the difference in the flu. By the way, get your flu shot because you don't want to wind up in quarantine because you have a fever. Get your flu shot. But we don't want to have people showing up to the ERs and coming in contact with the staff, and then all of a sudden we lose that shift. And then somebody else shows up, we lose that shift. The PRN workers get scared, and they quit. Next thing we know, we're without healthcare workers. We must remove Ebola from the hospitals. The hospitals are saying they're prepared. I would ask every listener to call their hospital, call their director of nursing, ask how many spare negative pressure rooms you have. Negative pressure removes the aerosolized hemorrhagic vomit, coughing from the atmosphere, filters it, puts it outside the hospital rather than circulating it to the patient next door. Ask them how many spare negative pressure rooms they have, which is absolutely essential. And they'll probably say zero. We have to work every time we get a level 4 isolation or something like that.
Yeah, I would disagree with you about the flu shot. We've seen a lot of people who come down with the flu after getting the flu, and there's other issues involved with that as well. But could you address for a moment what you think about the way this was handled in terms of the cleanup of the sidewalk, The way they sent guys out there without any protective clothing, pressure washing that days after they knew about this. And then it was yesterday they did that. And then today they're just now getting around to cleaning the apartment. Could you address that?
We flew this doctor from West Africa a month ago, and 55 gallons sat outside Emory University Hospital for over a week with the medical waste, wondering what we're going to do with it. You know, they need to be proactive, not crossing this bridge after the fact. Same thing with this family in Dallas. They sat for 3 days in an apartment with blood, urine, feces-soaked mattresses and carpet while the CDC goes, what are we going to do about this now? They should have been proactive, instituted policy, procedures, and implemented them months ago. They've been derelict in their duty. And I point my finger squarely at Frieden and say, it's you, sir, dereliction of duty. Get the ball rolling.
Well, there's still a conflict in terms of transporting this. The CDC is saying that it's okay to what was holding up, they say, the cleanup of this apartment was, number one, finding a contractor who wanted to do the job.
Municipality should work on that contractor right now.
Yes.
Our municipality should be calling the trash in Springfield, Missouri right now, should be calling the trash compact companies and say, who's going to remove our infectious waste? This stuff should have been done months ago, not after we need it.
And the transportation agencies are the ones who are putting the blocks on transporting this stuff on the highway, whereas the CDC says just go with it. That's fine. We're not concerned about that. Now, at Emory, they had some industrial autoclaves that they eventually brought on site to get rid of the medical waste. Is that correct?
I understand there was several days of intense negotiation with waste management companies, and they worked out something. I don't know the details.
Well, you're right. They need to be proactive on this. But instead, what we've seen is them reacting several days after these things occurred, letting children continue to go to school, allowing people to walk across the sidewalk where this patient was violently vomiting days before.
Aerosolizing the vomit with a power washer. Oh, my God.
Yes.
How could the news every day not get any worse? I understand there's a suspected Ebola patient in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yes.
We'll be back with more from Dr. Gil Mobley after the break. He was the doctor who staged the anti-CDC protest at Atlanta Airport yesterday. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live coming up. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
DNA Force. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. DNA Force. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. DNA Force. We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology,
We are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
I hear the train come. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition live. Again, very important to keep a healthy immune system. InfoWarsLife.com has the new stock of Silver Bullet. Many of you have been waiting for this to come back in stock. Concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million, triple the strength of many other colloidal silver products. And it's free of GMOs, gluten, additives, which you will find in a lot of the other products on the market. That Silver Bullet, available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, just back in stock. Now we're talking to Dr. Gil Mobley, who yesterday hit the headlines for his anti-CDC protest, saying that the CDC is asleep at the wheel with this Ebola outbreak. Dr. Mobley, now we're getting reports out of Liberia that people are flooding the airports there trying to get into the United States for treatment. We had comments from one of the co-workers of the Ebola victim in Dallas who said that he had entered America in a, quote, desperate attempt to survive. Do you think we're going to see a wave of Ebola tourism in light of this incident?
Well, yes, we will. And I'll mind you and mention to you that I came through International Customs returning from a medical mission trip in Guatemala just Wednesday evening, not day before yesterday, and despite what USA Today said on the front page yesterday that we're doing thermal screening at airports, we are not at Hartsfield International Airport, the busiest airport in the world. No one asked where I was. No one asked if I had been sick. No one asked if I had a fever, and there was no thermal scanning. The CDC is asleep at the wheel, and there have been dereliction of duty, and I point my finger squarely at Dr. Frieden and say, dereliction of duty, sir. Get ball on rolling.
It seems to be a pretty pervasive ignorance, because this article that we have up on InfoWars.com about sheriff's office officers are fearful after being ordered into the apartment where this Ebola patient was staying in Dallas. The amazing thing to me is not only did they order these five deputies to go there, but they were joined by a doctor and the head of the Dallas County Health and Human Services Department. I just don't understand. Is it because the CDC is telling people not to worry about any of this?
You know, they need to do whatever they can to avoid panic. Panic will just, but not lie or sugarcoat, but panic will cause irrational actions. We need to have frank, honest talk. Right now, either they're just omitting it or they're just lying. The fact that these clusters are going to overwhelm our capacity to handle them.
Yeah, but clearly there's the head of the Health and Human Services Department and a doctor who are accompanying these officers in the apartment that had not been cleaned. It had bedding, it had blankets that had been in direct contact with this patient who had been vomiting, had severe diarrhea, all these symptoms where he's losing bodily fluid. It's in the apartment. They haven't cleaned it, and yet these people don't seem to be aware of the threat that poses to them.
And why is this? It's because the CDC has been asleep at the wheel. We should have had policies, procedures implemented long ago. This epidemic has been ravaging West Africa for a half a year. Mm-hmm. And we're just now scratching our heads, wondering, what do we do about this blood-soaked mattress? What do we do about the 55-gallon containers outside Emory? We're past due.
Yes. Okay, that's going to wrap up for our guest, Dr. Gil Mobley. We'll continue to track your protests against the CDC. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for helping us get the word out, sir.
Thank you. That's going to wrap it up for the show today. Alex Jones, of course, will be back on Sunday. Thanks for David Knight for joining me in studio. Latest Ebola news is breaking at InfoWars.com, of course, throughout the day. And again, get the products, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for all the great health products. In these toxic times, the best thing to do is to keep your immune system boosted, performing at full capacity. I've been your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Again, Alex will be back on Sunday, and we'll be back for the Monday show live. Infowars.com is where you'll get all the breaking news on Ebola.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.